बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी। यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी। जयो राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे रामो वामो रामो हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे रामो 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 हरे हरे। जयो राधा वृंदावन विहारी वादा वृंदावन विहारी राधे। जयो श्री गौरांगा जयो श्री गौरांगा श्री गौरांगा जयो श्री गौरांगा। जयो राधा मदन मोहन ललिता देवी। राधा मदन मोहन ललिता देवी। जय गिरि गोवर्धन जय गिरि गोवर्धन गिरि गोवर्धन जय गिरि गोवर्धन। जयो जयो प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद। जयो जय गुरुदेव 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 जय जय गुरुदेव। निथाय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल निथाय गौर हरि बोल। कलियुग पावन श्री नाम संकीर्तन की। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। ॐ अज्ञानितिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादा सहगना ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानुस्तुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे रामो 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे रामो 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे रामो 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna. So this morning we are continuing the series that we are discussing, preparing our consciousness for the upcoming Janmashtami festival. So today the topic of Aghasur has been given, the killing of the demon Aghasur. That is the topic that I have been asked to speak. So we are seeing in this 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is compared to the face of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As we know that the Acharyas compare the different bodily limbs of the Lord to different cantos of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So the first and the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is compared to the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The third and the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is compared to the beautiful thighs of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the fifth canto is compared to the navel of the Lord. The sixth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam is compared to the chest of the Lord. The seventh and the eighth canto is compared to the beautiful arms of the Supreme Lord. The ninth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam is compared to the beautiful neck of the Supreme Lord. And the tenth canto is compared to the beautiful face of the Supreme Lord. And the 11th canto is compared to the head, forehead. And the 12th canto is compared to the head of the Supreme Lord. So we are discussing the beautiful face of the Supreme Lord, the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So we see how Parikshit Maharaj has been cursed to die within 7 days. And first Shukdev Goswami prepares Srila Parikshit Maharaj, and through Parikshit Maharaj he is giving us the message that before one approaches to discuss the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is Lord's dealing with his internal energies, one has to systematically hear Lord's dealings with his external energy. So through Parikshit Maharaj, Shukdev Goswami gives a way to all the readers of the Srimad Bhagavatam, how can one gradually advance in properly understanding Krishna in truth, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Janma karma cha me divyam, evam yo veti tattvatah, tyaktva deham punar janma, na eti maam eti swarjuna. Anyone who understands the transcendental nature of my birth and my activities will not take birth again after giving up this material body. So we see, in order to understand Krishna's birth, which is explained in the 10th canto and this wonderful activities, these are all coming under the category of Krishna dealing with his internal potency, Yoga Maya. So before understanding, Shukdev Goswami prepares the readers from speaking about first to 9 cantos, where how Krishna deals with his three Vishnus, Karno Dakshaya Vishnu, Garbho Dakshaya Vishnu, Krishna as expanding as the Vishnu avatars, how he deals with this world. And Shukdev Goswami tells that more important than hearing about the 10th canto pastimes of the Lord, those who are under the influence of Lord's Mahamaya Shakti, they have to first hear about Lord's dealing with this material creation, with his Mahamaya. So Shukdev Goswami mentioned the second canto, 7th chapter, the last verse. Mayam varnayato amushya Ishwarasya anumodatah shrunvata shraddaya nityam mayayatma namuhyati. So he says that mayam varnayato amushya. So those living entities who are under the influence of Lord's illusory energy, they have to repeatedly hear about Lord's dealing with the material world. Then only one can gradually progress, and he'll prepare the right frame of consciousness to hear about the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Even in the end of the 9th canto also, Shukdev Goswami tells that externally it may appear that hearing the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam is very simple. The activities may appear to be very simple. Krishna going to the forest, Krishna dealing with his friends. But no, they are not so easy to understand. Although they may appear very easy to understand. And externally what we think, the first to 9 cantos, especially the Srishti sections, they seem to be very difficult. But Shukdev Goswami tells that if we are able to understand those sections, first to 9 cantos, which are comparatively simpler, then we will be able to understand the difficult pastimes of the 10th canto. So he flips the whole paradigm that we have. We feel that first to 9 cantos is more difficult. But Shukdev Goswami tells that that is more simpler. If you are able to understand that, then the 10th canto, which is actually very difficult, although it may appear very simple. Why? Because without knowing the greatness of the Supreme Lord, one cannot truly appreciate the sweetness of the Supreme Lord. So therefore, Prabhupada used to always say that first Srishti Leela, then discuss about 10th canto Ras Leela. So that's what we see. So Parikshit Maharaj has prepared himself for three and a half days to hear about the first nine cantos, which primarily describe about the greatness of the Supreme Lord. And here in the 10th canto, we see Shukdev Goswami is speaking about the sweet pastimes of the Supreme Lord. And Parikshit Maharaj himself, who has proved his eagerness to hear, and he has proved how a candidate for hearing Srimad Bhagavatam has to have the right kind of frame of mind. Like Parikshit Maharaj himself says, the mood of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, he himself has personified what he has been saying. In the second canto, he says that, Shrinvata Shraddaya Nityam Granantascha Swacheshtitam Kalena Nati Dirgena Bhagavan Vishateridi. So Parikshit Maharaj, as a hearer, is teaching us what is should be the mood of someone who hears Srimad Bhagavatam. All the cantos, especially 10th canto, Shrinvata Shraddhaya Nityam. So one has to hear Srimad Bhagavatam with faith. Shraddhaya. Second point is Nityam, regularly. And the third point is Grinantascha Swacheshtitam. So one has to put an endeavor while hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. It should not be a passive act of hearing. It should be more active. Grinantascha Swacheshtitam. How? While hearing, one has to continuously contemplate of how I can try to apply whatever I am able to apply in my life. So that is known as Swacheshtitam, which means chesta or endeavor on the part of the hearer to try to understand the concepts, and to whatever degree, 1% or 0.1%, one should try to apply in one's life. So when one does that, hears with faith regularly and tries to put an effort to apply, then the Lord enters one's heart. So that's Parikshit Maharaj's formula, which is sharing about how one should hear Srimad Bhagavatam. When one does that, then Pravishtha Karna Randrena Swanam Bhavasar Oruham Dunoti Shamalam Krishna Salilasya Yathasharat. So when one hears using the three points that the previous verse explains, then what happens? The Lord enters through the ears. Pravishtha Karna Randrena Swanam Bhavasar Oruham. The Lord is seated in the lotus of the heart. And Dunoti Shamala Krishna, he cleanses all the dirt, the unwanted anathas that is there. And Salilasya Yathasharat, as a lake becomes very muddy during the rainy season, it becomes purified after the autumnal rains comes. So in the same way, the process of hearing, if heard in the right mood, as explained by Parikshit Maharaj, has a very powerful effect. And then he says, Dhautatma Purushah Krishna Padamulam na munchati muktaha sarva parikleshaha pantaha swasharanam yatha. And what is the effect of a person who has properly heard Srimad Bhagavatam? Dhautatma Purusha Krishna Padamulam na munchati. So the effect of properly hearing Srimad Bhagavatam is one becomes so much attracted to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna that his faith becomes really intense. At any given point of time, he never feels that he has to give up the lotus feet of Supreme Lord. Krishna Pada Moolam Na Munchati. And what is his feeling? Muktaha Sarva Pariklesha. He feels as if he is free from all the miseries. Pantaha Swasharanam Yatha. The example of a traveler who has traveled all across different places, giving up his home. He has traveled experiencing lot of sun, lot of heat. That has been the travel of a jiva in this material world. But when he returns back home, when he returns to the lotus feet of the Lord, that is very cooling. So a traveler runs outside and comes back at home. He feels very homely. It's very cool. No more heat of the outside. So in the same way, anyone who properly hears Srimad Bhagavatam, he gets that same effect of getting shelter. So Srimad Bhagavatam gives a feeling of shelter to the sincere hearers or the sincere readers of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So Parikshit Maharaj has heard through entire nine cantos, and he is expressing his eagerness repeatedly. Even in the 10th canto we see, repeatedly he has expressed his eagerness to Shukdev Goswami for speaking more and more pastimes about Krishna. Even towards the end of 9th canto, we see Shukdev Goswami summarizing the entire 10th canto in one chapter. That is the last chapter of the 9th canto. But Parikshit Maharaj says that, please don't do that. Don't think that I am hungry, I am thirsty, so therefore you will wrap up things very fast. No. So he says that na esha ati dushah shunmam tyaktodam api badate pibantam tvam mukhambojam chutam harikathamrutam. Na esha ati dushah shunmam. So although it is very difficult to tolerate that hunger and thirst, but I am not at all affected. Why? Pibantam tvam mukhambojam chutam harikathamrutam. Because the nectar of Krishna Katha that is flowing from your lotus-like mouth, it is nourishing me so much that I don't feel that I have not eaten and I have not taken water for the past 3-4 days. So that's how Parikshit Maharaj is beginning. And then he also begins the famous verse that Nivritta Tarsher Upagiya Mana Bhavaushada Shutra Mano Bhiramat Ka Uttama Shloka Gunanu Vadat Puman Virajyeta Vina Pashugunat. That when Krishna Katha is glorified by someone who is free from material hankerings. Nivritta Tarsher Upagiya Manat. When someone speaks Krishna Katha who is free from material desires, it has two effects. Bhav Aushada and Shrotra Manobhiramat. So hearing Krishna Katha can give one freedom from material existence. And Shrotra Manobhiramat. Krishna Katha is also very pleasing to the mind. Ka Uttama Shloka Gunanu Vadat Puman Virajyeta Vina Pashugunat. So who in this world who is not ready to hear about the glories of the Supreme Lord, which can give freedom from the material miseries, and it can also is very pleasing to hear. Unless someone is a butcher or a killer of cow, one will not lose an opportunity to hear about the glories of the Supreme Lord. And that's how in the first chapter Parikshit Maharaj is glorifying about the potency of hearing Krishna Katha. And repeatedly he does it all through Bhagavatam. And many places in the 10th canto we see Parikshit Maharaj telling Shukdev Goswami that I am eager to hear. Please continue speaking. And here, before this chapter, Killing of the Demon Aghasur, this is kind of one turning point in this 10th canto. Because till now, the 1 to 11 chapters that has been going on, Krishna was in Gokul Mahavan. After birth, he was shifted in Gokul Mahavan. And there, the different activities took place till now. And from practically towards the end of this chapter onwards, Krishna has shifted from Gokul Mahavan to Vrindavan. So how that shift happens, that's how it connects to this chapter. So when Krishna was in Gokul Mahavan, at that time, Putana was killed, who came as a witch. She came as a beautiful lady and she was killed. And then Shakatasur, the card demon, was killed. Then Trinavarta. And then the Damodar Leela happened and the two twin trees, Nalakuer and Manigriv. So all they were killed. So because these 3-4 calamities have happened, so Nanda Maharaj, Upananda, all the elder members of the family, they think that this place is very dangerous, because till now we have seen repeatedly in a very short time some or the other demons have come and they have tried to kill Krishna and Balram. So we need to do a meeting and we need to do something to solve this situation, because Krishna is in anxiety. So one day the leader of the entire coward community, Upananda, he calls for a meeting and is explained that why Upananda is the leader of the entire coward community. Because he is mature in age and he is mature in knowledge. Vriddha Jnana Vayodhika. Because of his elderly age and elderly knowledge. And also he knows how to apply religious principles depending upon time, place and circumstances. And he is also always, the center is how can Krishna and Balram be best helped. So the goal is very clear that Krishna and Balram should be very much happy. And he is also mature enough, elderly. So he tells everyone, he calls and he tells that we have seen till the birth of Krishna, so many demons have happened till now. In childhood, we saw Putana came, then Shakatasur, Trinavarta, and now these two trees have fallen down. So I see that they are all very much not good signs. And Krishna is always in danger. But because Lord Narayan has always protected him, therefore till now, Krishna has been protected. But we should do something. So my suggestion would be that we will leave from this place, Gokul Mahavan, and between Mahavan and Nandishwar, there is a very beautiful place known as Vrindavan. So all of us can shift to that place, because Vrindavan is very nice place because it has Govardhan and there are river Yamuna. So overall for the cows, there are beautiful grasses the cows can enjoy. And also for all the gopas and the gopis, there are beautiful gardens that are there. So for both of them, this place is very good. And I feel that if we shift the entire cowherd community from Mahavan to Vrindavan, that will is my suggestion. So if you all agree, then we can immediately shift. And instantly, as everyone had so much love for Upananda, and they had so much trust in what Upananda said. So as a leader of the cowherd community, as a leader, he commanded a lot of respect from everyone. Everyone trusted him. So immediately everyone shifted from Mahavan to Vrindavan. And at that time, when they shifted, previous chapter, two demons again come. So the purpose of shifting was that the attacks of the demons should be stopped. But again, Vatsasur and Bakasur, they both of them came and they again attacked. So Nandamara Upananda was thinking, again, we shifted to Vrindavan thinking that the demons will stop, but again, the demons have come. So, but they said, what can be done? So the previous chapter ends with a very beautiful verse that again and again, calamities keep coming in Vrindavan. But they are only discussing about Krishna and they feel relief. Iti Nandadayo Gopa Krishna Rama Kathamuda Kurvanto Rama Manascha Navinda Bhava Vedanam. Iti Nandadayo Gopaha. Nanda and all the other cowherd members. Krishna Rama Kathamuda. They are always absorbed in discussing pastimes of Krishna and Balram. Kurvanto Rama Manascha Navinda Bhava Vedanam. Because they were absorbed in discussing about Krishna, so they were not feeling the heat of material tribulations. Because Nanda Maharaj, Upananda took that decision of shifting. But again, here also in Vrindavan, again Vatsasura and Bakasura have appeared. And in this chapter again, even after shifting to Vrindavan, which they felt would be foolproof that no demons will come and Krishna and Balram will be very secure. But here also, Krishna, Balram are attacked by here Agasura demon. So that's how this chapter we see is taken place in Vrindavan just immediately after they have shifted to Vrindavan. So we begin this chapter. Shri Shuka Vacha Kvachid Vanasyaya Mano Dadad Vrajat Pratha Samuthaya Vayasya Vatsapan Prabodayan Shringaravena Charuna Vinirgato Vatsapurasharo Hari. So Shukdev Goswami begins with chapter by explaining that Kvachit Vanashaya Mano Dadad Vrajan. So one day Krishna desired that early in the morning. So generally, Krishna used to go to herd the cows only after taking lunch. That was only after taking breakfast. That was the usual schedule. But today, he developed this desire that we will have vana bhojan. The breakfast we will take in the forest. So therefore, kvachid vanashaya mano dadad vrajad. Pratha samuthaya vayasya vatsapan. So in the morning only, Krishna wanted to call all the cows and the calves and he started blowing his horns, his flute, inviting all the cows and the calves and the cowherd boys. Prabodayan Shringa Ravena Charunaha Vinirgato Vatsa Purasharo Hari. So he kept all the calves in front and then behind all the cowherd gopas and Krishna, all of them started walking. So in 10th canto we see repeatedly that this concept of Krishna desiring to have vana bhojan, we should take breakfast in the forest, or Krishna desiring to have pulina bhojan, Krishna desires to take his food on the banks of river Yamuna. So these things keep coming repeatedly. So Radha Govind Maharaj explains that how 10th canto, if we have to appreciate, and so many activities, all the analogies that are present, one has to live close to the nature. because otherwise one will not be able to connect with so many analogies, like the monsoon in Vrindavan, the autumn in Vrindavan. So many analogies that are given. So Bhagavatam, especially 10th canto, could best be appreciated if one lives in a natural setting, because that's how the many of the things will come. That's how Radhavind Maharaj mentions in that. And today is also Balramji's birthday. So that day Balramji could not go. Chakravarti Pad explains that Balramji had to stay back because he had to give charity to the cows, and he had to also give charity to the Brahmanas, and he had to feed the cows. Therefore, Roni told Balramji to stay back. So that day, like Premanjan Bhu also explained, during the Kaliya pastime also, he said that Balramji did not go that time because that was his birthday. So here also Vishnuji Thakur explains that Balramji did not go because of this reason of having a birthday. Teneva shakham prituka sahasrasha snigda shushigvetra vishana venava swan swan sahasro parisankhyayanvitan वत्सान पुरस्कृत्य विनिर्ययु मुदा. सो तेनेव शाखम पृतुकु सहस्रशः. सो देर वर लॉट ऑफ सहस्रशः, 10 रेज टू द पावर ऑफ 51, दैट मेनी कैव्स, अनलिमिटेड नंबर ऑफ कैव्स. एंड द नेक्स्ट वाज आल्सो इज एक्सप्लेन्स, एंड ऑल दीज कैव्स वर वेरी ब्यूटिफुली स्निग्ध शुषिक वेत्र विषाण वेणव. सो दे हैड वेरी ब्यूटिफुल lunch bags, were beautiful. The sticks for controlling the calves, that was also very beautiful. So their flutes were very beautiful. And all these groups, they went in groups. Swan swan sahasro parisankhyayanvita vatsan puraskritya vinirayu muda. They were very much happy going for a picnic, especially to take breakfast along with Krishna, which they had never done. So we see how these cowherd boys in Vrindavan, so till the age of 1 year, till 5 years, when Krishna performed his Balya Leela, all the Kumara Leela. And from 6 to 10, Krishna performed the Pauganda Leela. And then from 10 to 15, he performs the Kaishorya Leela. And then 15 onwards, there is the Yavan Leela. So when Krishna used to perform the Kumara Leela, all the sweet pastimes, so maximum association which those who got was all the mothers. The Vatsalya Gopis, they got maximum association of Krishna because the name giving ceremony and Krishna trying to catch the tail of the calf and trying to run around and the calves becoming very angry. So all those pastimes, Krishna speaking in broken language, all the mothers, the Vatsalya Rasa Gopis, they got to experience all those activities of Krishna. But after Krishna turned to Pauganda, at that time, maximum association we see during the daytime. Krishna used to leave after breakfast and till evening, the Sakya Ras devotees, they got to witness maximum association of Krishna. So during the daytime, the Sakya Ras devotees got association of Krishna, and Yashoda Mai and other motherly cowherd women, they were always feeling separation from Krishna. And during the night time, all the motherly association, all the Vatsalya Ras gopis, they used to get association of Krishna. But the Sakya Ras devotees used to miss association of Krishna. And many times we see, Acharyas explain that the devotees, the Sakya Ras, the friends of Krishna used to miss Krishna's association so much that many times they couldn't sleep in the night. So one time even at 2 a.m. in the morning, one Sakha came to Mother Yashoda's house and started knocking and tell that, come on, Krishna, let's go to herd the cows. And Mother Yashoda said that, did you see the time? It is just 2 a.m. in the morning. Please go and sleep and allow Krishna to also sleep. You come when the sun is out and then this is not the proper time. So they were feeling so much of separation that many times they used to come in the night only and tell, come on, Krishna, let's leave. So that's how they used to feel separation. And Mother Yashoda, she had a lot of time with Krishna in the Kaumara period. But during Pauganda, now Krishna has to go out with the calves. And Mother Yashoda used to feel intense separation from Krishna. So she used to prepare Krishna and decorate Krishna very beautifully, preparing him to go to the forest and give him nice lunch bags for him to carry. So Mother Yashoda used to decorate Krishna with beautiful pearl necklaces and necklaces made of gold, and also many natural minerals and many things are mentioned. And many times when Mother Yashoda used to decorate, many other friends of Krishna also used to come and assist Mother Yashoda to come and decorate Krishna. They used to be always there. And after the entire decoration, everything is done, and Krishna was about to leave from taking his lunch bag and is going out. So Mother Yashoda used to come out and used to call, Krishna, please wait. And Krishna used to again come back, and Mother Yashoda used to ask Krishna, yes, Mother, what is thing? And then Yashoda used to tell that, okay, I see that your waist belt is not tied properly, so I need to adjust something. And Mother Yashoda used to come and adjust the waist belt of Krishna, and now everything is okay. Okay, you can leave. So Krishna used to go. And again Mother Yashoda, thinking that till evening Krishna will not be there, she was unable to bear separation from Krishna. So again Mother Yashoda, after some time, again Krishna goes little far, and Mother Yashoda says, Krishna, Mother says, Krishna says, yes, Mother, please wait. Yes. Oh, you know, your peacock feather is not properly tucked properly, so let me adjust so that you look very beautiful, Shyam Sundar. So he again tucks peacock feather of Krishna properly, and again, now everything is proper, okay. So again, after some time, Krishna goes. Again, Mother Yashoda, Krishna, please wait. Again, what happened, Mother? Please tell. Again, she tells that, oh, did you carry your lunch properly? Let me check. So she used to open and check. So she was looking for somehow or the other, some opportunity by which she can get connected with Krishna and stay. And Krishna used to say, Mummy, come on, let me go. It seems that you also want to come with me to the forest, but I want to enjoy pastimes with my friends. So please, I will come back very soon. You please go. So that Mother Yashoda was missing because Kvachit Vanasaya Mano Dadat, because Krishna was leaving Mother Yashoda's association which she had for the period of Kumara, and now in the period of this Pauganda, that time she is there. So therefore we see that aspect also here. Text number 3. Krishna Vatsyera Sankhyater Yuti Kritya Swavatsakan Charayanto Arbalila Bhir Vijarustatra Tatraha. So Krishna Vatsyera Asankhyater. So Krishna had unlimited number of calves. Yuti Kritya Swavatsakan. So all of them, they came up, and Charayanto Arbha Leela Abhir, and he took all these calves and everyone for raising. So as we explained, that 10 raised to the power of 51, that is a very big figure that Acharyas explain, that what is the meaning of one Sankhya. Sankhya, so like the different denominations they give, and finally one Sankhya is explained as 10 to the power of 51. So Prabhupada writes in the purport that one may think that how could in this small Vrindavan, Chaurashi Krosh Vrindavan, there could be millions and millions of covered calves. How could there be so much calves present in a small? So he says that is Achintya Shakti. We cannot understand how in a limited dham, unlimited number of calves could be present. That is impossible for us to understand. And in 10th canto we see, Krishna's mouth is limited this much, but then the unlimited universe is seen in Krishna's mouth. When Yashoda Mai tells Krishna to open his mouth, and he exhibits his Achintya Shakti. We see how in the Damodar Leela also, his belly is limited, but unlimited ropes are there, but still it is insufficient to tie it Krishna. So again his Achintya Shakti is revealed. So many places we see in Vrindavan how it cannot be understood based on our logic. So therefore Prabhupada explains that we should not consider the statements of this verse to be mythological. They are factual but inconceivable. Krishna can accommodate unlimited number of caps and an unlimited number measurement of space. So this is neither mythological nor false. But if we study Krishna's potency with limited knowledge, that potency will never be possible for us to understand. So using our intelligence, we won't be able to understand. Text 4. Phala prabhala stavaka sumana pichha dhatubhi kacha gunja mani swarna bhushita apya bhushayan. So the beautiful decorations by which all the mothers had decorated with all the kacha, the gunja, the pearls and the gold. So with all these decorations, they all came to the forest. So externally, it may appear that how the ornaments decorate Krishna's body. But we see that in one sense, Krishna is very beautiful. And when the ornaments are put on Krishna, actually the ornaments become more beautiful. That we see third canto. Yan martya lila paikam swayogam. Maya balam darshayita gritam vispapanam cha sasya sobagarde param padam bhushana bhushanangam. Krishna's body is an ornament of the entire ornament. So it is not that the ornaments decorate Krishna's body, but actually the ornaments become beautiful when it comes with in contact with Krishna. Krishna is already beautiful. But in another sense, we see when devotees out of love offer the ornaments to Krishna, because of that Krishna accepts the loving sentiments that is offered, and to accept and reciprocate with that love, Krishna also becomes beautiful when ornaments are put on him. So in one sense, the ornaments become beautiful in connection with Krishna, but in another sense, we also see that Krishna becomes beautiful because he is reciprocating with the love of the devotees who are decorating Krishna with the various kinds of ornaments. Even the gopis also see Krishna while going to the forest. Barha pedam natanaravapu karnayo karnikaram bibradvasham kanaka kapisham vayajayanti samalam randran venum adarasudaya purayan gopavrinde vrindaranyam sopadaramanam pravishat kirta gite. So the gopis say, seeing when Krishna is going to herd the cows, barha pedam, so he is having a beautiful peacock feather in his head. Natanaravapu, he is the best of the dancers, Nataraj. Karnayo karnikaram, so he has a very blue color, beautiful karnika flowers that is put on the ears. Bibrat vashat kanaka kapisham. So he has a very yellow color cloth, silk cloth that is shining. Bibrat vasham kanaka kapisham vaijayanti samalam. So he is wearing this vaijayanti mala. And randran venur adarasudaya purayan gopavrindir. He is holding beautiful flute and he is playing the music. And vrindaranyam sopadaramanam. So that's how Krishna is looking while he is going to herd the cows. So all the cowherd boys used to steal one another's lunch bags. When a boy used to come to understand that his bag has been taken away, the other boys would throw it farther away to a more distant place. And those standing there would still throw it farther. So when the proprietor of the bag become disappointed, the other boys used to laugh. So Krishna used to play with all the boys by taking the lunch bags and throwing here and there. And the persons whose bag is lost, he used to try to find out. And then they used to always play. So Prabhupada explains this kind of playing, stealing in a friendly way, all this enjoyment that one has with the friends. So everything ultimately comes, the concept of enjoyment or entertainment, it comes from the Supreme Lord Krishna. Janmad yasyata. Everything comes from the spiritual world. But the problem is, in this material world, the enjoyment is jada. Like chapala sukha and bhogatyaga. It does not actually fulfill the need of the soul. Whereas the enjoyment that is there in the spiritual world is eternal. So our goal of Krishna Consciousness Movement, Prabhupada writes, is to transfer ourselves from the material enjoyment to the spiritual enjoyment. So that is what is Vrindavan all about. Krishna is teaching that there.
Yadi duram gata Krishno vana shobhekshanayatam aham purvam iti samsprishya remire.
So sometimes Krishna used to go, yadi duram gata Krishna. Why? To see the beauty of the nature. Vana shobhekshanayatam. And at that time, when Krishna used to go leaving the cowherd boys, Everyone used to try to catch Krishna. Aham purvam, aham purvam. I will be the first person to catch Krishna. I will be the first person. So in that sense, there was a kind of competition between the coward boys. Who will go and catch Krishna first? But that is, the mood of that competition is to inspire another Gopa. So one Gopa is to run so that he could inspire another Gopa that he also runs fast to catch Krishna. So that is the healthy competition that we see. Even in the 8th canto also, aham purvam, even the demons also say this, that we should catch the front side. But that is out of envy. So competition, if it is in a right attitude, that is conducive. But unhealthy competition, that is born out of envy. A couple of days back also, Gaurang Darshan Prabhu was mentioning, quoting Sanat Kumar Prabhu, that celebrating other's success. So there also this healthy competition and unhealthy competition. Competition cannot be avoided. Comparison cannot be avoided. But then if it is done in a healthy way, that is very inspiring. Like one time during marathon, Isolin Radhana Swami Maharaj, he said, everyone was telling that Chaupati is flourishing in all aspects, but in book distribution it is not flourishing. So Maharaj was receiving news that we should do something about it. Chaupati should do contribute in book distribution also. So one time Maharaj gave a very inspiring class on importance of book distribution. He set the target for the first time in 2006 that we'll distribute 1 lakh books. That was the thing. So Maharaj said that we should this time distribute 1 lakh books. That should be the target. So kind of we'll become first, or it sounded like that. But Maharaj said that we will distribute 1 lakh books and we'll come last. So that overall other temples will distribute more books and overall ISKCON society will get a lot of numbers and proper books will be distributed. So externally it may appear that, oh, we are competing. But then the whole mood is to inspire other temples that they can also do more and we'll be the last. So that's how healthy competition concept we see. So we'll read together the four verses, next four verses, and then the fifth verse we can repeat like that. Kechid venum vadayanto dmnita shringani kechana kechid bringay pragayanta kujanta kukila pare vichhayadibir pradvanto gachanta sadhu hamsakai bakairupa vishantascha natyantascha kalapi bhi vikarshanta kishabalan arohantascha terdruman vikurvantascha taishakam plavantascha palashishu shakam beker vilangata sharita shava sampluta vihashanta pratichaya shapantascha pratishavan ittam satam brahma sukhanubhutya dasyam gatanam paradaivatena माया श्रितानाम नरदारकेन शाकं विजरु कृत पुण्य पुंजा. सो इन दिस चैप्टर दिस वर्स लाइक वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट वर्स इत्थम सताम ब्रह्म सुखानुभूत्या. सो दिस वर्स इज आल्सो कोटेड इन द साक्यरस एपिसोड व्हेन लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु इज डिस्कसिंग इन कोवूर विथ रामानंद राय वेर इन एहो बाह्य आगे कहो आर. सो देर वेन द सेक्शन ऑफ साख्य रस कम्स शांत दास्य साख्य देर लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु कोट्स दिस वर्स दैट इंडिकेटिंग अबाउट द फॉर्च्यून ऑफ द साख्य रस डिवोटीज. सो इन दिस वर्स वी सी ऑल दिस वर्सेस हाउ कृष्णा इज प्लेइंग द डिफरेंट काइंड ऑफ गेम्स विथ ऑल हिज फ्रेंड्स दैट इज डिस्कस्ड हाउ सम ऑफ द बॉयज दे ब्लू देर फ्लूट्स अदर्स ब्लू देर ब्यूगल्स मेड ऑफ हॉर्न. Some imitated the buzzing of the bumblebees. Others, they imitated the voice of the cuckoos. Some imitated the frying of the birds and they used to run behind the shadows. And others, they sat down like ducks. Others, they imitated the dancing of the peacocks. So some imitated the monkeys, how the monkeys used to shout and the jumping of the monkeys. And others also jumped from one branch to another, imitating the monkey. Some boys used to go to the well and used to make a sound and there used to be the echo coming from the well. So all these different kinds of games which Krishna and all his friends, around 14, 15 games that is mentioned. And then Shukdev Goswami explains the fortune of these coward boys, that Ittham Satam Brahma Sukhanu Bhutya. So Krishna, who is the source of Brahman effulgence for the jnanis, Ittham Satam Brahma Sukhanu Bhutya, Dasyam Gatanam Paradaivatena. So for those devotees who are worshipping Krishna in Dasyaras, he is their Lord and Master. Then Maya Shritanam Naradarakena. For those who are under the clutches of illusory energy, Maya Shrita, they think that this Krishna is an ordinary boy. And Shakham Vijharu Kritapunya Punjat. So this fortune of these gopas cannot be understood. Why? Because they have collected heaps and heaps of pious activities, Prabhupada explains that, but we understand that pious activities cannot give association with Krishna. It is explained that activities that are pleasing to the great souls, bhakti unmukha sukruti, that has taken them, that fortune that they are able to play with Krishna. So that concept of agyata sukruti, many times we discussed, that one comes to Krishna consciousness because a madhyam adhikari or a devotee, some or the other, gives us an opportunity for us to accept Krishna consciousness. So when a madhyam adhikari sees that this person is innocent, prema maitri kripa upeksha, so someone who is very innocent, so some or the other he tries to engage and give some opportunity by which a new person is able to appreciate a devotee, and that leads to his development of agyata sukruti. So adho shraddha, and before shraddha also we see Vishwamacharya Thakur explaining two stages, satam kripa and mahat seva. So a devotee gives mercy to a new person and he engages him in some way or the other in some kind of service. So by doing that mahat seva, then he develops shraddha gradually, and then sadhu sangha bhajana kriya. So that's how even we see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where when Prakashananda Saraswati is there and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sits in a place where everyone is washing their legs, or like in a very low place, and Prakashananda Saraswati looks at Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he is very much shining, he is effulgent, and he goes and he gives his hands. So somehow Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu created that situation wherein Prakashananda Saraswati is rendering some kind of seva to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he lives. So Prabhupada explains that this is how intelligently Mahaprabhu teaches, that how one is able to create agyata sukruti. So Prakashananda Saraswati got agyata sukruti because of giving this seva to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then gradually his heart melts and he comes closer. So a preacher of Krishna consciousness, he creates that agyata sukruti which builds to extend that at one point of time one becomes a devotee. Therefore, in teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Rupa Goswami, he tells that in order to become a devotee is very rare. He gives the various stages, how there are so many living entities, and in that very few, they follow the Vedas. And even in the few who follow the Vedas, majority give only lip service to the Vedas. Very few actually try to understand the Vedas. And in majority of the people who understand the Vedas, very few, majority are followers of karma. And from karma, very few actually practice, reach the stage of jnana. And from jnana also, very few actually attain and reach the liberation platform. And then he quotes this verse, muktanam api siddhanam narayana parayana sudurlabha prashantatma koti shapi mahamune. So out of thousands who have been liberated, muktanam api siddhanam narayana parayana, devotee of Lord Krishna is very rare, koti shapi mahamune. So Mahaprabhu is explaining the rarity of becoming a devotee, someone who has at least that pure Shraddha, his Swabhava, it may be contaminated, but his faith is very pure. Shraddha Shabde Vishwasakoi Sudrudha Nishchay Krishna Bhakti Kaile Sarva Karma Krita Hoy. That is the pure faith. But from that level, to be an associate of Krishna, wherein one gets the opportunity to play with Krishna, so that is a very great fortune. So if we compare what Mahaprabhu is teaching us, to become a devotee with pure faith is rare, and to go on to the next level, to play with Krishna, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya, that stages are very rare. So in overall, we need to understand that it is actually the great good fortune to Yena Kena Prakarena, whoever has received the seed of devotion from a bona fide spiritual master. So from the Guru's side, he gives the seed of devotional service. Brahmande Brahmite Kono Bhagyavan Jiv Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beej. Mahaprabhu quotes this verse. But from the side of the receiver, he has to do two things. He has to regularly water and he has to ensure that the soil is fertile. So from Guru's side, he has given us the pure seed. But from our side, the process of hearing, chanting, which is the watering and trying to develop the Vaishnava qualities, which is compared to the fertility of the soil. So when these two is done on the part of the receiver or the sadhaka, then gradually Mahaprabhu explains that the seed of devotional service, gradually this creeper grows, 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 and a point it reaches the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So therefore it is explained that this is a great fortune of all of us, and more great fortune of the coward boys who have getting this association. Aho bhagyam, aho bhagyam, nanda gopa vrajokasam, yan mitram paramanandam, purna brahma sanatanam. So, aho bhagyam, aho bhagyam. These coward boys are very fortunate. Why? Because this purna brahma sanatanam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is their friend actually. This is a very rare thing. Text 12. Yat pada pamshur bahujanma krichrato adhrtatma bhiryogirapya labhya sa eva yadrig vishaya swayam stita kim varnayate dishtamatho vrajokasam. So again Shukdev Goswami is comparing the fortune of the gopas versus that of the yogis. Yat pada pamshur bahu janma krichrato. So all these yogis, bahu janma, for long time, they dhritatmabir yogi pir apalabhe. They try to hold the lotus feet of the Lord. They try to meditate on the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But sa eva yadrik vishaya swam sita. We see that these gopas are able to see the Supreme Lord face to face. So yogis are trying hard to cast on meditate the lotus feet of the Lord. Comparatively, these great devotees, the Sakya friends, they are getting darshan of the Lord. Kim varnayate dishtam athau vrajokosam. So what can be told of the great good fortune with this coward Sakya Rash devotees have with Krishna, that they are able to spend so much time. So even in Nectar of Devotion, if we read the section where Rupa Goswami is speaking about the five rasas in Sakya Rasa. So Rupa Goswami is explaining that how Krishna has Sakya Rasa with his devotees. One is within Vrindavan and one is outside Vrindavan. So in outside Vrindavan, he explains that there are the Pandavas. In Hastinapur, we have Yudhishthir Maharaj, Nakul, Sahadev, Arjun, with whom Krishna has Sakya Rasa outside Vrindavan. And how they exhibit? So Yudhishthir Maharaj, he comes and he touches Krishna's lotus feet. Krishna touches Yudhishthir Maharaj's lotus feet, and Yudhishthir Maharaj, as an elder, he smells Krishna's head. So that's how Yudhishthir Maharaj reciprocates. And with Arjuna, he is equal, so he embraces. And Nakul Sahadev, they touch Krishna's lotus feet. So that is one way outside Vrindavan. In Hastinapur, Krishna has Sakya Rasa with his devotees. And in Vrindavan, Rupa Goswami explains that there are four types of Sakya Rasa. The four kinds of Sakya Rasa or four types that is explained. So four categories he explains, that one is the category of Surat. Surat, he is also a Sakha. So he is a well-wisher. That is one category. And then the second is Sakha. Sakha is a friend. And third is Priya Sakha. Priya Sakha is confidential friends of Krishna. And then the fourth is Priya Narma Sakha. They are the intimate associates of Krishna. So in Sakyas also, Rupa Goswami explains that there are these four categories. So there is Surud, there is Sakha, there is Priya Sakha, and there is Priya Narma Sakha. So all the different four, they have different relationship with Krishna. And more further it goes, the intimacy level increases. Like in Sanskrit we have Mitra, Surud, Sakha, Bandhu. In English, we have only friend, but Sanskrit is a very refined language. The degrees of friendship, as it increases, the words also give that meaning. Surad, Mitra. So here also. So the well-wisher friends of Krishna, Rupa Goswami explains that they are older than Krishna. And he tells that the Mandali Bhadra, Balabhadra, all Baldev, they are all elder to Krishna. And always they have a mood of protection. Like Vatsalya they have. So there is a tinge of Vatsalya. Their mood is, how can we protect Krishna? That's their, always that mood. So many times Rupa Goswami quotes various conversations wherein Mandali Bhadra tells Balabhadra that, is it that you hold this wheel in your hand, you are holding this sword because you see that Arishtasura demon has come, because many demons were coming regularly and attacking Krishna. So whenever they used to see something inauspicious, they felt that, oh, some kind of cloud is there. Maybe this is some kind of a demon. So this is coming to attack Krishna. So immediately they used to be alert. And then Krishna used to tell, relax, this is not a demon. So please. So they always had the mode of protection with Krishna. So that's how the first category, the Surat category, is explained. And the second, in the Sakha category, they are younger than Krishna. So Vrishal, Visharbha, and Varuttapa. So Rupa Goswami explains many names. So few names are this. So in this category, all these coward boys who go early morning to Krishna's house, they are this categories. Those who are younger in age than Krishna, and they all want to go with Krishna to herd the cows, and they all have very wonderful pastimes with Krishna. So that is this Sakha category of Krishna. Then there is the Priya Sakha category of Krishna, and Sridhama, Sudama, Madhumangal, they all fall in this category, where they are little more intimate friends of Krishna. So Madhumangal and others. So Madhumangal one time tells Krishna that, Krishna, you are from Vaishya background. I am born of a Brahmana family. So you should take blessings from me. And how can you take blessings from me? If you feed me laddus, then I will give you blessings. And by my blessings, you will very easily cross all the obstacles for you to meet Radharani. So that's how Madhumangal tells Krishna. And Krishna says, oh, I will give you laddus, you please give me blessings. So that's how the Priya Narma Sakas, they are more intimate, they kind of joke with Krishna. That is the third category. And the last is the category of Priya Narma Sakas, who are very intimate, confidential associates of Krishna, who practically, they are in tune with when Krishna has to meet all the gopis, Radharanis, and all the other sakis. So they are in connection in those activities also. So they are the most close with Krishna. So Subal, Arjun, Ujwala. So these names. So Arjun is not the same as we know of. There is a different Arjun who is there. So these are the different categories of Sakha that Rupa Goswami explains in great detail in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So these coward boys who get to play with Krishna, they are very fortunate, unlike the other yogis who have to put in so much of effort to get the darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So I have been, after having spoken this, the 12 verses about the glories of the Gopas, then Shukdev Goswami begins to explain how the entry of the demon Aghasur to Vrindavan. Athaganama bhayatan mahasuras tesham sukhakridana vikshanakshama nityamadantar nijajivitepshubhi pratamritairap amarai pratikshyate. So Shukdev Goswami explains that how ata agha nama bhayatan mahasuras. So there appeared this great demon, Agha. The name very much says that he is sin personified. Tesham sukha kridanaka vikshanakshama. So the coward boys are enjoying with Krishna, but this demon does not like to see. Someone is enjoying. So someone who does not like to see the happiness of others. Para sukha dukhi. So that is the description of this demon. Nityam yadantair nija devi tepshubhi pitamritair ap amarai pratikshyate. So all the devatas also, they were fearing this demon. So although devatas were drinking nectar, but they were afraid of this demon. So Acharyas explain that many of the Madhva's followers, they don't accept the pastime of Putana or 12th, 13th and 14th chapter. Why? Because Krishna killed the demon and Krishna gave liberation. So the Madhva followers say that to get liberation is so difficult. How is it possible that the demon Krishna kills, they easily get liberated? So they don't accept this. So that's what Acharya has explained. But then we accept that actually this Agasur episode has happened, because many places in Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukdev Goswami has quoted, like example, Yanna Vrajanti Agavido Rachananu Vadat. So there also, where Agavido, Agavido means Krishna who has killed the demon. So different places that comes where Agasur, the play episode where Agasur was killed. So this has happened. So that's how our Acharyas refute the objection that Madhva followers say we don't accept this. How can liberation, which we are aspiring, it is so difficult to get, and these demons get easily, we don't accept. So that's how the Acharyas explain.
Drishtvarbakan Krishna Mukhan Aghasura Kamsanusishta Sabaki Bakanuja Ayantume Shodarana Shakrittayor Dvayor Mamainam Sabalam Hanishye.
So when Drishtvarbakan Krishna Mukhan Aghasura, so when Aghakusur saw all the coward boys, Kamsanu sisters, Sabaki Bakanuja. So he was sent by Kamsa and he was thinking that this Krishna, he is the killer of my sister and my brother. So Putana and Bakasur was killed by this Krishna. So I have to repay the debt I owe to my brother and sister by killing this demon. So we'll read together.
Ete yadmasu सुहृदस्तिलाप कृतस्तदा नष्ट समाव्रजौकसा प्राणे गते वर्ष्मशुकानुचिन्ता प्रजाशव प्राणभृतो हि एते.
सो ही थिंक्स दैट सो कृष्णा एंड ऑल द कवर्ड बॉयज दे आर द लाइफ. सो कृष्णा इज द लाइफ ऑफ ऑल द कवर्ड बॉयज. सो इफ आई किल कृष्णा आई विल ऑटोमेटिकली किल ऑल द कवर्ड बॉयज, एंड वंस द कवर्ड बॉयज आर किल्ड देन ऑटोमेटिकली द एंटायर व्रज कम्युनिटी विल बी किल्ड. So he also understood this philosophy that Krishna is the root of everything. Yatha taror moola nishanjanada. But he flipped it in another way, that better cut the root, then automatically the entire tree will be. So we use that in a positive way. He used that same philosophy in a negative way, that if the prana, Krishna, leaves, then automatically the body, the Vrajvasis, will be dead. So with that, he started coming. So few translations I'll read. So after thus deciding that crooked Agasur assumed the form of a huge python, as thick as a mountain, as long as 8 miles. So he was huge size, 8 miles. And having assumed this form of a python, he spread his mouth like a big cave in the mountain and lay down on the road, expecting to swallow Krishna his associates. So he was waiting with very long body of 8 miles, waiting for Krishna and all the coward boys. And the lower lips of his, it touched the earth, and the higher lips, it touched the sky, and his teeth, it resembled like very big mountain, and the tongue of Agasur, it resembled like a very big highway. So that's how the description is there. His eyes was very hot like fire. So when the coward boys, they saw this description of Agasur, they thought that this is some kind of a very beautiful scene, and this has not been there. Maybe Krishna has arranged this beautiful scenario for us to play. But some of the other coward boys said, no, actually this is a demon. But some of the other coward boys said, no, how could there can be such a big snake? This cannot be a demon. This is just for us to play. So that's how different coward boys were discussing. And someone said, anyways, if this happens to be a demon, why we have to worry? Because we have Krishna with us. And just recently we saw that Krishna entered the mouth of Bakasur. Bakasur swallowed Krishna. In case we enter, so Krishna will also there, and he increased this temperature of his body and he killed Bakasur. So there is no fear for us. So they were discussing in that way what to do, whether to enter. But then finally they entered the body of Agasur, and Krishna wanted to stop the boys. Krishna felt that, oh, they are entering the body of Agasur. I should stop them. But Krishna was unable to stop. So Acharyas explained that how is it possible? Parasya Shaktir Vividaiva Shuyate. Krishna has so many energies, Satya Sankalpa Shakti. Whenever Krishna thinks something, that thing gets done. How is it in this case that Krishna thought of stopping the boys, but still he was unable to stop them? So he says that greater than the Satya Sankalpa Shakti of Krishna was the desire of his devotees that Krishna should protect us. So that took a higher precedence. So therefore, the Leela Shakti arranged in such a way that because Krishna is Aham Bhakta Paradino, he is surrendered to his devotee. So his devotees, they desired that we'll enter and depend on Krishna, have full faith and let Krishna protect. So that is the beauty of devotees. They always want to take risk and depend on Krishna so that Krishna will come and protect us. So therefore, Krishna wanted to stop and Krishna understood that, oh, this is a wonderful arrangement of my Leela Shakti that I want to stop them, but still I am unable to stop because of the desire of my devotees to come and protect. So that's how it is explained. So text number 28 we'll recite. Krityam kimatrasya khalasya jivanam nava amisham cha satam vihimshanam dvayam katam syat iti sam vichintya gyanat vishat tundam ashesha drighari. So Krishna was thinking now, krityam kimatrasya khalasya jivanam. So what should I do now? So I have to kill this demon. At the same time, my coward boy should not get any kind of hurt. So Krishna is in two minds. How to kill this demon at the same time, protect my boys. So I should do things in such a way that both of this can be accomplished. So thinking this way, Krishna, gyata vitam tundam ashesha drikari. So he entered the mouth of Agasur. So Prabhupada explains that Krishna is known as Ananta Virya Sarvagya because everything is known to him. He knows everything perfectly well. It was not difficult for him to find a means by which he could accomplish both of this task. So when Krishna entered the mouth of this demon Agasur, all the devtas who were afraid, although they were drinking nectar, they also loudly shouted, alas, alas, alas. So devtas had seen Krishna killing so many demons, but still, why did devtas shouted? So Acharyas explain that when there is affection, many times the tendency of affection is you lose the sense of discrimination power. So devtas, they knew Krishna's Shakti, but at that time, because of having a lot of love for Krishna, that covered their sense of discrimination, where they forgot that he is Krishna. What do we have to fear against this small demons? He has killed so many. So that's how text number 30. Tachrutva Bhagavams Krishna Tad Avyay Sarva Vatsakan Churni Chikirsho Ratmanam Tarasava Vridegale. So when the invincible Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna heard that devtas crying, alas, he immediately enlarged himself within the demon's throat just to save himself and the coward boys, his own associates, and the demons who wished to smash him. So, in many other leelas, Krishna killed the demon, but he never externally expanded his size. Like Putana, Krishna killed, but he never had to expand his size. Why? Because Krishna never wanted to. His Aishwarya should not cover his Madhurya. So Krishna never wanted to show his power so that that will affect the love of the Vrajvasis. But here, because everyone was asleep, they are practically dead or they were unconscious, Krishna thought no one is observing here. So this is the first time where Krishna is increasing his size because no one is seeing him at that time. So that's how it is explained. And because Krishna was increasing his size from within, and the Agasur was unable to hold that, So at one point of time, practically Krishna enlarged and Agasur's, from the head of his head, his skull broke and finally his soul, it was there. Because Krishna was within the body of Agasur, so the soul of Agasur was there for some time. And the Acharyas explain that Krishna was keeping his soul outside so that everyone could see, so that it gives faith that when Krishna gives, kills any of the demons actually attain Sarupya Mukti, Sayujya Mukti, or in this case, Agasur attained Sarupya Mukti. He got the same form. But Rupa Goswami explains in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the demons that they are killed by Krishna, they don't get the same kind of experience as devotees get. So although it may be explained that, like example is given, that some person may live in the Prime Minister's house. So in the Prime Minister's house, there is best of the quarters where the family members live. But in the Prime Minister's house also, there is the servant quarters. So the servant may also say that I live in the Prime Minister's house. And the relatives of the Prime Minister also say that I live in this house. The address may look the same, but there is a lot of difference. Living in the house of the Prime Minister in one of the intimate circle, that is, has a very higher position than living in the servant's quarters of the house of the Prime Minister. So here, Agasur was killed, and Lord Krishna, just to show that the demons who are killed, those who have inimical attitude towards me, they also attain the highest abode. So what to speak of the great devotees of the Lord. And then at that time, all the Gandharvas and all the Apsaras, text 34 is explaining, they all showered flowers from the sky. And Lord Brahma, when he heard the musical sounds and the entire festival that has been celebrated, he wanted to see what is going on. And at that time, Brahmaji also comes and he sees this thing, and then the Brahma Bhuvan Leela is also connected to this episode. So we'll recite text number 39. Sakridya Danga Pratimantarahita Manomai Bhagavatim Dadaugatim Sa Eva Nityatma Sukhano Bhutyabhi Vyudastamayantargato Hikim Puna. So even if once, Sakrid Yadangar Pratimanta Ahita. So if someone brings even once Krishna's form in one's mind, Manomai Bhagavatim Dadaugatim, so he can get the ultimate liberation. So here in case of Agasur, Krishna entered his body completely. And later on, Agasur also entered Krishna's body. So that was like Krishna's reciprocating with the Agasur. So what to be said of those devotees of the Lord who are always thinking lovingly, if this demon could get this kind of higher destination, what to speak of people who sakrid, once bring the form, like 7th canto, it explains that kama dveshat bhayat snehat yata bhakteshwaramana aveshyatat gamitva bhavastat gatirgata. So even with someone connects with Krishna through lust, kama, through envy, dveshat. So different examples are given, Shishupal and all the others. Bhayat, Kamsa connected with Krishna through fear, snehad, all the Vrishnis. So anyway, when one connects with Krishna, Krishna gives the opportunity of liberating that person. So that's how it is explained. So then Parikshit Maharaj is, then Shukdev Goswami tells that the killing of the Agasur that happened when Krishna was in Kaumara, that was discussed when it was the after 1 year at the age of 6, although he killed at the age of 5. So why this happened? So the, for 1 year, the episode of Brahma Vihon Leela that Gaurang Darshan Prabhu discussed on Monday. So in Garga Samhita, Agasur in his previous life, it has been described that he was a very beautiful, he was a Gandharva, and he happened to see this Ashtavakra Muni. Ashtavakra Muni was walking with, he has bent in different parts. So when this Gandharva saw Ashtavakra Muni, he started laughing because of seeing him curved in different bodily parts, and he disrespected, like we hear in a joking way, Yadus disrespecting the sages. So Ashtavakra Muni said, because I am twisted in different directions, you are laughing at me. So I curse you that you remain twisted all through. So the body of a serpent is always, it can never be straight. It always has to twist itself while walking. So that's how Agasur was cursed by Ashtavakra Muni. And then, so Agasur became that, Gandharva became very much repentant. He was the son of Shankachuda. And he begs forgiveness, that please forgive me because of my pride of being very beautiful. I committed this offense. So Ashtavakra Muni mentioned that, okay, I curse you to be a snake, but since you have this repentant attitude, you will be liberated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is the benediction which I can give you. So that's how Agasur was born here, and then he was liberated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the blessing given by Ashtavakra Muni. And also Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that Agasur represents cruelty and violence, which is born out of envy, because Agasur could not tolerate the happiness which others were feeling. So mainly the aspect of envy, and Maharaj explains that as long as one has this envy within one's heart, till that time it is very difficult for one to actually enter deeper into the path of Krishna consciousness. We may know many things, we may know many verses, but as long as one is unable to see the happiness of others, one cannot truly enter deeper into the aspects of Krishna consciousness. And that's how even Kaliya we see represents envy. So many places we see how this envy has been identified as a major obstacle in the life of a sadhaka, and a sadhaka has to repeatedly endeavor to try to overcome this demon of envy, which is very deeply rooted in one's heart. And when one does that, then one can truly progress forward in the path of Krishna consciousness, and in a true way we can actually celebrate the Janmashtami appearance of Lord Krishna in one's heart. Thank you very much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada ki Nithai Gaur Premanande Hare Krishna.